Yeah, she's going to be a great addition. Brittany is a wonderful young lady that we've worked with for a couple of years now at camps and things like that. I've gotten to watch her grow, and it's just great because she shows up. She's got a positive attitude. She wants to learn, which is what I'm looking for, and she really wants to throw, which is obviously my big my big caveat is if you want to throw, let's go to Concordia. Let's see if we can make you better.
That's a big thing for kids going to your camps over the years. You get to see them. You get a chance to work with them. And eventually, if it pays off as a senior, you get a chance to sign them.
That's right. That's right. And actually, you know, I always look at the camps as I get to meet you and you get to find out whether or not we have a good rapport and if we would work well together in college. It's almost like a tryout for me is how well, not so much how they throw at camp, but how much do like our relationship grows through the couple of years. We have a lot of kids that are currently throwing for us that came to our camps throughout the years, and she's kind of in the long line of that, and we're very excited for her.
How many kids, girls, you usually kind of put on your, as far as your indoor season, outdoor season, how many throws you usually have?
So this year we currently have 30.
Wow.
Between guys and girls. Now the advantage of college, which is a big difference than high school track, is we get to throw everybody. And so the only time we're restricted is our conference meet and our national championship. You have to qualify for those, and we're only allowed to take 8. But I can still take 8 per event. Right. And so it's a big advantage to having a large team. It also allows for the kids to have a big group of supporters. And again, you get the idea that we get to go to every meet. So like we had a meet last week and we competed 26 throwers between both weight throws and both shot puts. And not everybody does everything, but as a matter of fact, I don't want everybody to do everything, but we do try to get everybody into the right event for them and see which one fits the best.
Good competition, no question about it.
Oh, definitely. The GPAC conference that we're in is the number one throws conference in the country. For our level, it competes very well with the D2s and the D1s. And that's another thing that we do is we'll go down to Devaney, go to Lincoln. We'll go to Kearney, will come to us. And other, you know, we have a lot of competition, not just from the NAIA level, but D2, D3, and D1.
Indoor season really gets going here after the holidays.
Yeah, right. We actually kick off a meet. We go down south. I can't mention their name. They're about half hour south of us. Everybody can figure it out. And we'll start there on the first Saturday. We actually had a pre-Christmas meet last weekend. Got one guy qualified already for nationals. We got 4 more that are real close just in the throws. We had, in the team-wise, we already had 4 people qualified. And then we get rolling. We've got indoor seems to be very quick, even though it's not. It's done the first weekend of March. And then 3 weeks later, we start outdoor.
As a team, as your team as a whole this year, confidence, say the expectations pretty high. As a team, you're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, women's team, definitely. Women's team, if we were the odds-on favorite, I think, to win the conference title, we've placed in the top 3 at nationals the last couple of years, indoor and outdoor. The men's team still has a little bit of work to do. We got some good individuals. The depth isn't quite there where we want it at, where it's been in the past, and we just got to keep working at it.